Case this morning is number 18-1428, Power Analytics Corporation v. Operation Technology. Okay, Mr. Ruak.
May it please the Court, my name is Robert Ruak. I'm representing Power Analytics Corporation in this appeal. We're here on appeal because the lower court, the district court, committed error in finding that all of the patent claims of the three patents asserted in the district court were invalid as containing ineligible patent matter under 101. There are three major reasons why the court erred. First is that the court viewed the patent eligible matter at an abstract level that was beyond what the courts require.
Here's something that maybe you can help me with.
Okay.
You say that I'm quoting the blue brief, the asserted claims disclose a scalable hardware architecture.
Yes.
Where in the asserted claims is scalability described?
Well, it's described in the claims by saying, in patent jargon, in patent prosecution, A means one or more. And in the specification in particular.
Give us a site while you talk.
Okay. Scalable is, do you have it? Your Honor, if you look at Appendix 53, page 53.
Okay.
And you look at the figure there, 4.
Uh-huh.
This is an example of a system in figure 4.
Right.
And it shows that it is, in fact, scalable. And in Appendix 78, lines, column 10, 36 through 52, it discusses the scalability of the
column
system.
Column 10.
Column 10, lines 36 to 72, and 11, column 11, line 53. It talks about the scalability of the system.
Okay. Thank you.
The claim, though, just says a data acquisition component communicatively connected to a sensor configured to acquire real-time data input. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor. In terms of drafting, of course, A means one or more under patent.
Okay, but there's nothing new about the data that's being collected here, right?
Yes, there is, Your Honor. I think that there is only one element of the claim. The data collection is only one element.
Wait, that's not an answer to my question. Yes. Is there anything new here about the data that's being collected?
Anything about the data being collected? Yes. If you talk about how it's being collected by a sensor, no. But the data being collected and how, yes, because it's collecting data in real time. In other words, up-to-date data.
Is the data
only
different?
From certain select locations in the system?
What do you mean select? What's different about the locations?
Because under the old methodology, the old technology as described in the specification, you'd have to monitor every single of hundreds or maybe thousands of components of the system in order to understand how those components are changing over time.
Where does this specification tell us that there's new data being collected?
The specification, new data? very clearly it talks about in a new data being collected. The data being collected is data that is typical of an electrical system. I'm sorry, I want to make the distinction between the type of data and how it's being collected. The type of data are things like voltage.
It's being collected by sensors, which is old art, right?
Yes, sensors are old art. The types of material being collected are old art. The significance of the inventive part of this invention is that you, instead of having to monitor all of the components of a system, you can selectively put sensors at particular locations so that you can measure those using the other components, the model, the virtual system model, which is a static model developed when the system is created, by then comparing the data coming into that system.
Fewer sensors than the prior art?
Yes, because now you're just selectively doing it.
Where does it say that?
It's in the specification. If you read in the specification, the pages, it starts with column 1, line 45, and goes all the way through column 2, line 55. It describes in great detail how the old systems were operated. The only alternative were two.
Show me where it says that it has fewer sensors than the old system.
I would have to go through the specification because there's a lot of enablements, Your Honor.
Well, if you can't show it to me, I've got to assume
it's
not there.
In paragraph 94, it's a very complete specification. In 94.
What page?
This would be appendix 94.
Appendix 94. Yeah, okay.
Lines 42, 18 through 41.
42, 18. That's the claims.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't write because of this, there's so many parts of this. I'm sorry, I can't answer that question right now. I'll try to do it on my rebuttal. But the point of the invention, the innovation of the invention, is that instead of having to either do a complete manual simulation of a aging system over time with changes and degradation, or having to put sensors on every single component, either load or supply, or protective things like switches and breakers. By strategically locating in subsystems a sensor and creating data that you can then create a model of the entire system. You can update the entire system.
I can't recall. Is this what you argued in your briefing and below, that what the inventors invented was this more elegant solution of detecting all this information by using a much smaller number of sensors strategically positioned throughout the grid system?
We talked about strategically. We didn't say fewer or small, but we said strategically putting sensors in the system because that's what the patents describe through the specifications.
Right. I guess I'm saying I just don't remember the specific argument that what this invention represents is a significant reduction in the number of sensors that need to be used in order to accurately assess the health of a power grid.
Well, what we said was selectively rather than putting sensors on everything. I don't think we actually said using fewer or using less, but the whole patent is based on the idea that you have a system model that is based on the original design of the system. It's going to have manufacturer specifications.
Where does it say that you're putting sensors in different places?
It's throughout the specification.
I guess
in the detail,
for most immediate needs, where is it in the claim? Like claim 1 of the 608. I know there are many claims, but
Well, because it says the data acquisition component connected to a sensor configured to acquire real-time data put from the electrical system. It could be one. It could be more. But I think, Your Honor, what we need to get to here is what is the novelty of this system? Whether you have five systems or 10 sensors or what it is.
You're really making a step two argument, aren't you?
No, I think first I'm making a step one. Well, that yes, it's step one and step two. Step two argument would be that this is an inventive concept that solves a problem
in real
the industry,
time.
Really, in real time. But step one is also, there's an inherent problem here with the lower court and the level of abstraction. The court used terms like reflecting, reacting to predictive deviation as the what the patent's directed to. That's not true. If that were the case, then Deere would be invalid under 101. Because Deere was reacting to predictive deviations in using an algorithm for rubber making. The court says, the defendants say data manipulation and the solution to a data problem. If that were the case, then Deere would be invalid. What we have here, what is this directed to? It's in columns 1 and 2 of the claims. It's directed to the monitoring of a complex power system by creating up-to-date, real-time equivalent information on the current operating parameters of a system to identify and predict operating failures and contingency events of the entire system.
Isn't that what Electric Power Group was?
No.
That invention, or the gist of that invention?
I don't believe it was, Your Honor, because Electric Power Group, first of all, there were no tools or systems described.
Isn't your distinction really that you can do it in real time now?
More than that, Your Honor, because you can do it in real time, but in addition to that, there are the features of this patent. The virtual model. There was no virtual model in power, in electric power. There was no analytics engine that made comparisons between the static data that the engineers developed at the time and the new data that was coming in from these sensors. There was no threshold. And the threshold basically is saying, look, variations are okay, but if you go beyond the variation, there could be a problem. The electricity coming into your house always fluctuates between 108, 114, but it's 110 is what you expect. But if it goes 120, that's a problem. So thresholds can be built in, both using in the specifications. We talk about, I give you all the sites, but it talks about in 93, 39, 54 to 40, 13, it talks about how you create these thresholds. So that when you're getting this data coming in, you're looking at many, many thresholds. Voltage, wattage, amperage, draw, load. But you can only, if you put a sensor in, you can determine in a subsystem what's going on in that subsystem. Why was this done? Because the FAA wanted it. This invention is now operating in all 8 FAA centers across the country. Why? Because before 2011, systems were going down. Air traffic control systems were going down. Radar systems were going down, and you remember and I remember how that what that did to the air traffic system. Since 2011, once in Chicago, there was a fire in a data center.
I guess just getting back to Electric Power Group,
yes.
I mean, again, that was a power grid like your power grid. It was collecting information about the status of the power grid, which is also what you're doing here. It was analyzing that data and then displaying measurements from the different collected data. It was displaying results of the analysis of that data, and then it was also displaying something called a composite indicator of reliability that is an indicator of power grid vulnerability, which sounds like, again, it's displaying, after analyzing the data, it's displaying some information about predicting what are the potential problems with the power grid. And so that, in its own way, sounds like it's creating and visualizing for the user some type of system model, predictive system model.
It sounds like it, but that's why it's abstract. There's no meat on the bones in electric power. Electric power was properly decided.
So where's the meat on the bones here?
The meat on the bones is in the claims.
Wait, wait, wait.
Yes.
Wait. Where's the meat on the bones here? As I read the specification in the patent, it's just using a description of functionality. It's not telling you how this would be done.
But, Your Honor, in fact, it is in the claims. Electric power was simply a broad, abstract statement of what could be done. As a matter of fact, if this court had not done away with power electric, it would have absorbed our patent because it was so broad. Our patent is not preempted. It is not preempted because of the specific claims. It's talking about specific sensors with electricity going into a server, and the individual components limit, not preempt the world, but limit it. You have to have a virtual system modeling engine. That is a software program that models the original concept of this electric power system and tells you what it should be doing based on manufacturer specifications. But systems age over time. They degrade. And then problems occur like arc flash and failures. You have an analytics engine configured to monitor both the real-time data coming in and comparing it to what's in the virtual model.
Okay.
When
Mr.
that happens...
Mr. Ruick, you're yes. out of time. We'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal. Mr. Vandenberg?
May it please the court. 2 points in response to the argument by counsel. One is that...
Mr. Vandenberg, I want to ask a question. The specification of 608 says, design and production processes have benefited greatly from Ellipsis computer simulation techniques, and such techniques are relatively well developed. But they have not been applied in real time, that, e.g., for real-time operational monitoring and management. Doesn't this contend that the elements of the asserted claims do not recite matters well-understood routine or conventional to a person of skill?
No, Your Honor. We submit that what it is contending is that the abstract idea itself, the concept of updating the prediction model when there's a sufficient deviation from real world, it's submitting that that's innovative and that's useful. And for purposes of this case, we can concede that. And I think the key, I would invite the court's attention, if I may.
Do you concede the real-time element of that?
That is part to update in response to prediction deviations. That is as part as you know, based on real-time data. Yes, that was also done. That was done in electric power. I invite the court's attention, time permitting, to the electric power claims. But the focus of the invention here, we know from the power analytics, and it's very unlike what we've heard today. And that, I think, the specification, if I could invite the court's attention to Appendix 1685. So Appendix 1685 is what Power Analytics told the district court was the focus of their invention. And at 1685, at line 19, this is the first page of their opposition to our motion for summary judgment. So again, 1685, line 19, quote, "In the asserted patents, the collection of real-time data is a relatively minor but necessary element of the inventions that focus on the use of that data to calibrate and or synchronize the model of the virtual electrical system and use the new values to generate new calculations for the virtual system model." That is a data solution to a data problem. The data problem there was that prediction models, they called it virtual system model, same thing, got out of date. The solution was to update the model when the deviation from the real world exceeded a certain threshold. The power analytics in this brief, in their opposition, was fairly consistent that that was the focus, which is step one.
So turn 3 pages to 1688, where the power analytics described the limitations of prior art and how the asserted claims overcame these many disadvantages through employment of the power analytics server. And They explain that the patents in suit solved problems and provided system operations with functionality that did not exist previously. And three, stated that prior to the inventions recited in the patents in suit, that is the virtual system model and its employment to assess electrical system status, prior art, quote, did not incorporate real-time data and their accuracy was compromised as a result. Doesn't that convey the contention that the elements of the asserted claims don't recite matters which are well understood, routine, or conventional to a person of skill?
Yes, Your Honor, but only with respect to what the district court correctly found as being the abstract idea. On the page that Your Honor cites on 1688, at the bottom, we see at line 23 to 24, when the differences between the electrical system's current status and the virtual system model's calculated outputs exceed a threshold, the inventions initiate a calibration and synchronization operation. So whether that is saying the same thing that I quoted earlier, the same thing the trial court
You're saying found. Step one, I'm saying step two.
Correct, but what I'm saying is that both in the patents and in their opposition, they said what they said was inventive was the subject matter of step one. They did not, as a matter of law, distinguish step one and step two. They conflated it, and for an inventive concept in step two, they went back to the abstract idea. They said no one before has updated the prediction model when there was a deviation of threshold, and that, of course, is irrelevant under the law.
What they don't do is to say, come up with any unusual or new way of doing that.
That's
correct.
They don't
describe how to do it other than to use these generic devices.
That's correct, Your Honor. And if I may invite the court's attention to volume one of the appendix, which is the specification, and I would start at appendix 77. So this is appendix 77 is column 8 of the 608 patents. And at column 8, line 21 to 24, quote, a variety of conventional virtual model applications can be used for creating a virtual system model. So the patent specification admits there, the invention is not having a virtual system model or software for creating a model, et cetera. Then at appendix 80, and this is specification, column 13, line 39, they admit the sensors are conventional. Quote, the monitored system can be any combination of components whose operations can be monitored with conventional sensors. So there is no new data here. They are not, the patent doesn't say we come up with some new sensor to detect some new electrical property of a system. The data is old. The sensors are old. The data acquisition hub is old. Servers were old. The client terminal was old, the displays were old, all of the equipment was old. Nor does the specification suggest, unlike BASCOM, cases like that with distributed
hardware. Could it be done in real time before this?
Yes, Your Honor, and one evidence we have of that is electrical power system claims refer to real-time data collection being collected, refers to prediction data, refers to updating the composite indicator that Judge Chen referenced earlier. And I'll point to that. In a moment, if I may just finish with the patent in suit, the 608, inviting court's attention to Appendix 94. In Appendix 94, in column 41, at line 33, they're admitting that essentially this can be done with any type of computer system. So line 33, quote, the embodiments described herein can be practiced with other computer system configurations, including handheld devices, mainframe computers, and the like. The embodiments can also be practiced in distributing computing environments where tasks are performed by remote processing devices that are linked through a network. But the claims don't require that. That's simply an embodiment. So they're saying any computers, any arrangement of computers. And then finally, on this point, at column 41, same column, Appendix 94, lines 58 to 59, quote, in particular, various general purpose machines may be used. So very consistent in the specification, all of the hardware, all the combination of hardware is no. And then if I can compare that to electric power at appendix 945.
Yeah, because look, I think the only issue you have is step two and whether a person of skill would say what they assert is the real-time nature is new. And that might be a question of fact to try. So show me why it isn't.
Well, two reasons. Uh-huh. One is procedural. So we moved for summary judgment, and per the local rules, we said there is no material dispute as to any genuine dispute as to any material fact.
Mm-hmm.
In the local rules, they needed to come back and say otherwise. They needed to identify material facts that were genuinely disputed.
That's important. I mean,
they cited none. Mm-hmm. They cited none. In their opposition brief, they pointed to no material fact that was genuinely disputed. In the argument, same. Now on appeal, they said, well, we couldn't have because Berkheimer came out later as we've briefed. Well, I'm not sure we briefed because that was the gray brief. They said that. Berkheimer cites Mortgage Grader. Mortgage Grader was in 2016 before our motion. Mortgage Grader cites Accenture in 2013. Both Mortgage Grader and Accenture were summary judgment cases. Both said that step two can raise questions of fact. Power Analytics, if they thought there was a fact question, could have and should have, and the trial court was entitled to rely on their failure.
Yeah, I don't think that's new law.
Right. And Judge Kronstadt was certainly entitled to rely on the local rules. And in his opinion, he said the facts were not disputed.
What's your second point?
Second point is substantively the real-time aspect could arise from two things. One, you have some better hardware that is now able to do real-time, which they don't. They admit conventional. Or it could be simply the idea. It's like, oh, let's update the prediction model as soon as possible. That, we submit, would be part of the abstract idea. Going back to Kepler, we analogize to Kepler because the problem...
Well, if you organize... let's speak, maybe hypothetically, maybe not. If you organize the system in a fashion such, all the old components, right, but all of a sudden it updates because it's drawing from fewer sensors and able to analyze differently, it updates everything faster and recognizes problems faster. Wouldn't you agree that that's at least a question of fact?
If the claims recited some new configuration of software, recited that somehow you have fewer sensors, and I could conceive of a claim like that had it been preserved, could have perhaps step two raised it.
But you say it's not in there.
It's certainly not in the claims. It's not in the specification. Mm-hmm. The column one, the column two, that counsel referred to, does not say there are fewer sensors, nor does the rest of what was cited. And if I may refer to Appendix 945, Appendix 945 is the bulk of Claim 12 from Electric Power Group. So at column 31, Electric Power Group claim talks about and recites calculating and updating new data as part of its data solution. Power Analytics has said Electric Power Group had no new data. This is new data. Column 31, line 21.
Yeah, but our opinion in Electric Power said there was no new data.
The different aspects of new data, not new data that was being created and input to the algorithm. Agreed, no new data like that. What I'm talking about is the output. What is output is a new analysis. So, for instance, at column 31, line 21, it says, quote, dynamic stability metrics derive from analysis of the measurements from the data streams. So part of the method is you get the input data, old data, and you create these dynamic stability metrics. At line 35 of column 31, it refers to prediction data, the same we have here. At line 41 of column 31, it says updating, dot, 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 the dynamic stability metrics, dot, 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 in real time. In real time. Electric power system received information from sensors, could have been the same sensors this Pat was talking about.
Claims also talk about how the data streams are collected in real time and then detecting and analyzing events in real time.
Yes. And then finally, as Judge Chen referenced earlier at line 45, deriving a composite indicator of reliability that is an indicator of power grid vulnerability. That is a prediction model. This was used to prevent blackouts, allow an operator to look at some screen and see some indicator that you have a reliability problem. So Your Honor, we submit that this case can be decided on stare decisis, that both this patent claims and the electric power system claims are directed to a data solution, to a data problem, and use generic hardware, and therefore ask the court to affirm the district court.
Just a hypothetical. The principle you're espousing, a data solution to a data problem, that sounds really broad and could eat into a lot of things. Like, for example, some kind of system for predicting the path of a hurricane, where with each passing day, you want to try to figure out if this hurricane's going to hit New York. And with each passing day, you get better and better information because the hurricane's on the move, and then you can alter the model for figuring out, is it going to hit New York or just Jersey? So we need to figure this out. And so there are big data solutions out there that seem to be very valuable, and so therefore you would think instinctively ought to be part of the patent system. So when you say data solutions to data problems are not patent eligible, I wonder if things like my hypothetical get swept into that.
Your Honor, I would be more precise, the line that we would suggest is it's a distinction between improving an information-based aspect of what's essentially a mental task on the one hand, which
you'd agree that a novel way of hurricane prediction would be patentable, right?
Well, I'd like to go to the distinction between Benson and Fluke on the one hand versus Deere. If this technique is simply a new algorithm that allows you to take data that's already been collected and the algorithm somehow gets more accurate results, then I would suggest probably not patent eligible. However, if it's more like Deere, where there is a functional relationship between the mental aspect and some physical data collection, like the thermocouple in the mold, that would be patentable. But and clearly,
I guess we don't need to decide that.
No, and that's there's no need in this case for sure. This is so close to Electric Power Group that one need not define the exact line between Benson Fluke on the one hand and Deere on the other hand for this case.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Vanden.
Thank you.
Mr. Roy,
I have your citation for the sensors. It is in Appendix 90, lines 33-5, where it clearly states in the specification, it's not feasible to fully sensor out an electrical system at all possible locations due to cost and physical accessibility limitations. Therefore, there's a need for techniques that predict through real-time simulation the sources of harmonic distortions within the electrical system. So that's really the point of this. Secondly,
well, where's that in the claims?
It's in the claim. Well, it isn't. It's in the specification. You have to read the claims in light of the specification.
Where is it in the claims?
It says in the claims, A, meaning one or more sensors to get the real-time information. But you have to read that in light of the specification that says that we're not censoring the entire system. But that's not the major point. The major point here is that what Judge Wallach said is that this is different. And it's like the hurricane system. This is not preempting the world. We have a very specific set of machines and software programs that limit our invention to the specific elements here. And those elements are the inventive elements of the calibration and synchronization. Those aren't found anywhere else. And they were not in the prior art. If you read the specifications, very explicit. That just getting real-time data is important. And not having to censor the whole system is important. But getting that data and doing the right thing with it, which is comparing it to the old data so that you can see changes in the system. and then recalibrating that model so that that model knows what the system is actually doing, and synchronizing that data so an operator gets a picture of something that may happen with the system. That's very specific. It is not electric power. None of those specifics were there.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rock. We're out of time. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted. That concludes our session for this morning.